This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hoping to kick off talks in the post-war future of Gaza, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his visit in the Middle East for the fourth time since October 7th.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who met with Arab leaders on Sunday, said Washington opposes the forceful displacement of Palestinians from Gaza or the occupied West Bank.
Palestinian civilians must be able to return home as soon as conditions allow. They cannot, they must not be pressed to leave Gaza. We reject the statements by some Israeli ministers and lawmakers calling for a resettlement of Palestinians outside of Gaza.
Following talks with officials in Doha, Qatar, Blinken said the discussion also included efforts to free the more than 100 hostages still believed to be held by Hamas. Sunday marked the three-month anniversary of the Israel-Hamas conflict. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Despite recent waves of attacks, Ukraine's president says his country can defeat Russia with continued and expanding support.
In the closing days of 2023 and so far this year, Russia deployed nearly 300 missiles and more than 200 drones in attacks on Ukraine. And while Russia has relied on Iran for many of its drones, Ukrainian investigators and the White House say Russia recently began using North Korean-supplied ballistic missiles in attacks across Ukraine. Russia and North Korea deny the partnership. With Russia's invasion of Ukraine nearly entering a third year, Kyiv continues its push for material support while urging its Western partners to consider it a hub of allied weapon production. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Hezbollah has struck an air traffic control base in northern Israel. That's according to the Israeli military, with the Iranian-backed militant group saying the increase in cross-border fighting gives new urgency to U.S. diplomacy efforts, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues. This is VOA News. Congressional leaders have reached an agreement on top-line spending levels for the current fiscal year, and it could help avoid a partial government shutdown later this month.
House Speaker Mike Johnson announced the deal reached with the Senate and the White House in a Dear Colleague letter to members on Sunday. The letter says the agreement will secure $16 billion in additional spending cuts from the previous agreement brokered by then-Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden, and is about $30 billion less than what the Senate was considering. Lawmakers needed an agreement on overall spending levels to provide funding for agencies, which was set to lapse January 19th for some agencies and February 2nd for others. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The Pentagon has released new details about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's continued hospitalization, saying he had a medical procedure December 22nd, went home a day later, and was admitted to intensive care January 1st when he began experiencing severe pain. The latest information came as members of both parties in Congress expressed sharp concern about the secrecy of Austin's hospital stay and the fact that the president and other senior leaders were kept in the dark about it for days. There's been a big drop in illegal border crossings reported by the U.S., in part because of stepped-up enforcement in Mexico.
The sound of a U.S. immigration removal flight from Louisiana deporting migrants back to Central America last week. It's part of a surge in enforcement actions that U.S. officials say have contributed to a sharp drop in illegal border crossings. U.S. Border Patrol says it arrested an estimated 2,500 people one day last week, compared to 10,000 in a single day in December. The drop in migrant crossings has led U.S. officials to reopen entry points in Lukeville, Arizona, Eagle Pass, Texas, and several other locations. This, as the Biden administration is locked in talks with congressional negotiators over restricting asylum in exchange for funding for Ukraine and Israel. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of people who became homeless overnight are living in weariness and uncertainty on the western coast of Japan, a week after a powerful earthquake that caused at least 161 deaths and left dozens missing. The rescue effort since the magnitude 7.6 New Year's Day quake has drawn thousands of troops, firefighters, and police who are picking through collapsed buildings hoping to find survivors. Heavy snowfall in Ishikawa Prefecture over the weekend and into the new week is adding to the urgency. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.